Next week, the state will begin issuing registration ID cards to patients eligible for medical marijuana. It's something Linda Horan sued the state to obtain. She has late-stage lung cancer, and she wants to use marijuana to avoid opioids in her final days. In the latest in NHPR's series Dangerous Ends, a year-long look at the state's opioid crisis, Jack Rodolico tells us her story.
Last Friday, Linda Horan sat in front of a bank of reporters in the back room of a medical marijuana dispensary in Portland, Maine. She was beaming.
My God, I'm over the moon. Completely over the moon.
It took Horan months to get here. She had to sue the state so she and other patients could buy medical marijuana legally, now. Finally, a court ruled she could. That victory came after a very public battle with the state, a battle that began this past Labor Day. That's when Horan was given a Lifetime Achievement Award from the AFL-CIO. In the audience was Governor Maggie Hassan. Horan seized the moment.
Governor, I have stage 4 lung cancer with only months to live. I need you to open that dispensary, please.
Horan is not afraid of a bruising public fight. She's a retired Verizon worker, and she's been a labor activist for most of her life. As it turns out, suing the state was just something she had to do before she died. I went to Horan's home in Allstead a month ago. She was sitting on a couch in a sun-drenched room watching Judge Judy.
My favorite show. I don't know what I did with the remote.
You seem fond of knickknacks and tchotchkes.
I got a lot of tchotchkes. A lot of dust.
Horan says she's always been healthy until she got a cold last March.
And the cold went away, but the cough lingered. And lingered. And I have like an ostrich approach to my own health.
She kept her head in the sand for months. On July 29th, though, she saw her doctor.
He found that I had a tumor that was 7 centimeters in diameter and probably had been growing for about 7 years. So that put me into stage 4 lung cancer almost immediately. I just skipped right over the first three.
Within weeks, Horan found herself winded walking across a room. She dropped from 112 pounds to 96. She's 64 years old.
I think of death as a transition into some other form. So I have no fear and no qualms. And I'm anxious to see what my next adventure is going to be.
Are there things that you are anxious and afraid of?
I am very afraid of having to rely on narcotics and opiates, which I'm told when my decline begins are my only option except for therapeutic marijuana.
Horan hopes cannabis will keep up her appetite and keep her lucid longer than opioids would.
The opiate of choice is morphine and fentanyl, the same opiates that are plaguing the state.
And so let's go further back. Since the medical marijuana law passed in 2013, lots of patients have complained about the program's slow rollout. The state has had to start this industry from scratch, and lawmakers never set aside money for it. So Horan decided to sue the state. Her attorney, Paul Toomey, who was legal counsel to the House when the medical marijuana bill passed. In November, Toomey filed Horan's lawsuit against the Department of Health and Human Services.
Well, they're the ones that give out the licenses, so that's who we had to sue. Now, they were not giving out the licenses on the basis of advice from the Attorney General's office.
Both the AG's office and the governor declined to comment for this story. Horan argued the state has a legal obligation to issue her a medical marijuana ID card immediately. That card would allow her to go to Maine to legally purchase her medication. But the AG's office refused. In court, the state said it could not issue ID cards until the New Hampshire dispensaries were open.
They are a law enforcement agency to begin with, and I think that they're making the mistake of looking at this solely through the lens of a law enforcement agency. I mean, I think we're talking about a health problem.
Linda Horan, is, in many ways, a casualty of the war on drugs.
While Horan went to court, State Representative Rennie Cushing waged a PR battle. Here he is on the House floor in November.
It's time for the state of New Hampshire to issue medical marijuana cards to patients like Linda and everyone else similarly afflicted. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Cushing argued the legislature had intended for patients to get this medication quickly, and the state had no legal grounds to not issue the ID cards. The court agreed with him. On November 24th, for the first time, a U.S. court ordered a state to issue a medical marijuana ID card to a patient. By the time Horan went to Maine last week, she was down to 90 pounds.
The doctors tell me to stay off the scale, but as a curious person, I find that hard to do.
On a table in front of Horan, there were marijuana cookies, tinctures, capsules, and the old-fashioned smokable stuff, too. This dispensary is one of four owned by Wellness Connection, which serves 10,000 patients in Maine. Becky DeKuster says there's a reason they send their patients home with lots of options.
Within the first month of beginning on a medical cannabis regime, they have dialed in what strain works best, what delivery method works best, what dosage is helping them.
Maine dispensaries could see other New Hampshire customers soon, now that the state will begin issuing ID cards to all who qualify. 100 people have applied so far. Back in Allstead, before the outcome of this case was certain, Horan told me she had started chemotherapy because her doctor said it would give her more energy.
I want to be strong enough to see this fight through, and I would not be doing this if it was just for me. But it's not unusual for me to have a final crusade. In fact, it's good for me.
Linda Horan is no longer getting chemotherapy, and the governor's staff did eventually reach out to her. They've offered to drive to Horan's home, where she's already begun to experiment with her new meds. For NHPR, I'm Jack Rodolico.